Hello? Hello? Is anyone here?
Dalton Globe?
Yes, that's me.
I'm Peter Holden. Welcome to the Holden Gallery.
Thanks a lot. I'm a big fan of your work, Mr. Holden.
Are you?
Yes, of course. I've read all your research from your expeditions to Giza to your papers on the city of Pompeii. I mean, wow. Seriously, you're one of the greatest historians of our time.
Yes, well, I'm glad all that heat and sand was good for something.
Have you read any of my work? I'd love to hear your thoughts on it.
Have I read any of your work? Maybe. Nothing that I can remember at the moment.
Oh, I just published a piece on the Staff of Serpents. It's an ancient Aztec staff with some interesting properties. Maybe you'd like to read that.
Yeah. Would you like to start the tour?
Yes, sure. Thank you for allowing me to come before hours and view the exhibits.
I try to keep my relations strong with that university you're affiliated with. What was it again?
You mean NYU?
Yes, that one. And when they called and asked to allow you an early tour, I found it unwise to refuse.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you anyway. I'm not sure when I'll make it to London again, and I've wanted to see this gallery all my life.
Yes, you and many others. By 9 o'clock, this building will be packed with tourists. Here, take this.
Thanks. What is this?
A guided tour radio. It's linked to the main server, which tracks your location and provides an audio guide. Just put the headphones on.
Oh, cool. I have a system like this at the Globe Museum, but it's not as high-tech. Actually, it's pretty old.
Yes, yes, it's very advanced. Now, start the tour so you can finish it soon.
Hello there, visitor. Welcome to the Holden Gallery. I'm Peter Holden, and I'll be accompanying you on this guided tour of historical wonders.
Wow, you sound great on here.
I know, I know. Now, pay attention this way.
Elizabeth I was born in 1533, Greenwich, England, to King Henry VIII and his second wife, Anne Boleyn. Her mother was executed for adultery and conspiracy to kill King Henry.
Wow, that family had some issues.
Indeed.
Come on, work, blasted thing. Wait, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Don't let him know I'm speaking to you, please.
Yes, I agree that the conspiracy to kill the king charge was likely tacked on to give the execution validity and gain the support of the subjects. Historical speculation is great, right?
That's not on the tour.
I must have misheard.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I apologize for interrupting your tour, but I need your help.
What is it?
It's a sword, Dalton.
Oh, yeah, of course.
What's your name?
Dalton Globe.
Why did you just say your name?
Just reminding myself.
What an odd fellow.
The Dalton Globe.
You've heard of me?
I already told you I have not.
Wow, yes, Dalton Globe. The Dalton Globe. Of course I've heard of you. Listen, Dalton, I'm being held against my will in the basement of this gallery. Before I was locked away, I was able to swipe a tour radio. I've been rewiring it all night to turn it into a transmitter, and I finally tuned it to the right frequency to hijack your tour. But I'm chained up down here, and I need help.
Okay, where to begin?
You began the tour 30 minutes ago.
Could you excuse me for 1 second?
What? Why?
I need to use the restroom.
Fine, but hurry back. We don't have all morning.
Hello? Beatrice, can you hear me?
Yep.
You're saying you're being held captive in the basement of this gallery?
Yes.
Why would Peter Holden kidnap you?
He is not the man that everyone thinks he is. He's an evil, vile criminal. He built this gallery through deception and broken promises.
But why you?
I'm getting to that if you'd let me. My last name is Silver. Ring any bells?
No.
My father is Ian Silver, the wealthy banker. He's going to trade me back to my father in exchange for a family heirloom. The only way to stop him is if you can find a way down here and save me. Can you do it?
Yes, I can do it.
Thank you. I'll be waiting.
Come on, Dalton. I don't have all morning to wait on you.
Okay, I'm coming.
King Tut suffered from a club foot which required him to use a cane despite his young age. Over 130 walking sticks were found in his tomb.
How much time is left on the tour? Look at the screen. There.
About an hour.
Okay.
What's your rush?
Nope. Don't worry about it. I need to take care of some urgent business.
What kind of urgent business?
The none of your business kind of urgent business? Now, let's keep this moving along.
Oh, no. Would you look at that?
What?
I need to take this call.
Must you? Who is it?
It's my mum. You know that one should never decline a call from one's mother.
It can't wait until after the tour?
No.
What could possibly be so urgent?
She has a cold.
A cold? That's not urgent. She'll be fine. Keep going.
It's a bad cold.
Keep going, Dalton.
All right, all right.
Along with all those canes, untold riches were found in King Tut's tomb, including a dagger made from a meteorite.
Actually, now that I mention it, I'm not feeling quite so well. I may need to step out for a moment.
Yeah, take this.
A bottle of water?
Most sickness is due to dehydration.
I don't think that's true.
Can't you just push through it? We're short on time.
Okay, I'll try.
During King Tut's time in power, Egypt saw...
Aw, snap.
What now?
I tried to turn the radio back on, but I broke it. Sorry.
Give it here. Oh, you dimwit. You've broken it beyond repair. Now I have to hurry to the basement to find another. Stay put. Don't move.
Naturally. All right, Mr. Holden, let's follow you down there. Snap. Lost him. Let's see what's in here. A map. And another radio. Beatrice, you there?
Oh, thank heavens. Where have you been?
Trying to get away from Holden.
You can't trust a word he says.
Trust me, I don't. He's been acting strange since I came in this morning. Do you know where you are?
Some room with a bunch of pipes and valves.
Any signs?
No. Wait, there's one. It says boiler air room.
Boiler room?
Yes, that's it.
Okay. Looks like the only way to get past the door will be to cut the power. Is there a steel panel near you?
Yes.
Open it.
Okay. Gosh, there's so many wires in here. What do I do?
Stay calm for one. I'm headed your way. We need to create a feedback loop to short out the system.
How do I do that?
I'll walk you through it. Yank the blue wire out.
Okay.
Now the yellow one.
Whoa, socks!
I know. Be careful and wrap those two together.
Okay, I did it.
Now, do the same for the red and the purple.
What about the white one?
Don't touch the white one.
I touched the white one.
Snap, put the white one back.
I got caught in the orange one.
Not the orange one.
Well, it's more like a rust color.
Beatrice, listen. Touch the white one to the pink one, now!
Okay, got it.
Now pull the black one out.
Alrighty.
Now, flip switch 2 and flip switch 7.
Done and done. Now what?
Flip switch 5 in 3, 2, 1. Beatrice, are you in here?
Dalton Globe, is that you?
Don't worry. I'm here.
Oh, thank heavens. Can you get me out of the cell?
Maybe. Do you have a hairpin?
Here. What do you need it for?
I can pick the lock with it.
Impressive. You're very skilled.
Got it.
Thank you, Dalton.
Ow! What are you doing? Beatrice, why are...
Thanks for your help, Dalton. But I no longer have a use for you. Have a nice nap.
Peter Holden, passcode 81729, lockdown mode. Dimwit, Dalton Globe, you fool. Wake up! Wake up!
What happened? Where am I? Beatrice! Where's Beatrice?
Get a grip on yourself.
You! What was that girl doing down here? You were holding her for ransom, weren't you? Wait. Beatrice. Snap, she's the one that knocked me out. What's going on here?
Listen to me, you've been played. Beatrice Silver is a murderous jewel thief. And you just set her loose in my gallery.
Jewel thief? Murderer? Her?
Yes. Have you heard of the Silver Bandit?
Of course I have.
She is the Silver Bandit.
Oh, snap. I've been gullible.
No, that's putting it lightly. Now get up!
Oh... my head.
Yes, she gave you quite the goose egg. You'll need some ice for that.
Do you have any?
Does it look like I have any?
I was just asking. So, that's a no. Now,
come on. We have to find Beatrice before she breaks out of the lockdown. Here, take this gun. You may need it.
I prefer not to.
Take it or need it?
Both. But if I don't take it, I won't need it.
Interesting path of thinking.
Wait, I mean, I don't need it, so I won't take it. Does it work either way? Take it, need it,
What's wrong with you?
My head is still foggy. Wow, would you look at that? Nice Eskimo jacket display. Where was this uncovered?
Focus!
Right. Okay, I'm focused. Ready for action.
This is taking too long. We need to split up. Are you sure you don't want the gun?
Yes. More for you, right?
No, whatever. Call for help if you can manage it before she kills you.
Your confidence in me is inspiring. All right, let's have a look around. Snap! Arrows!
Hold still!
Bow and arrow? Where did you find that?
See that Eskimo warrior behind the glass?
The one who looks like he used to be holding a bow and arrow? Okay, I get it now. Put the bow down and we can work something out.
Not until you're out of the way, for good this time.
Hey, what did that woolly mammoth do to you?
Shut up!
Whoa! It's not nice to take advantage of people's trust like that, you know.
Baby, you're too generous with your trust.
Maybe people like you are the reason we're not trusting enough.
I can't help myself. Seriously, you are the easiest mark I've come across in ages.
Running out of arrows yet?
All I need is one. Now, where did you run off to? Whatever, Dalton. Keep hiding. I'm out of here.
Not if I can help it.
Silver! There you are. Get off me!
Shut up! Stop right there, Dalton, or I'll shove this arrow in his neck.
Hold on a moment. You don't want to add another murder to your charges.
I'm sure they already have a life sentence waiting for me. What's one more? If I get caught, that is, which I won't.
All criminals get caught. You can make it easier on yourself by doing the right thing here.
Really? How?
By not stabbing him.
Yes, yes. Listen to Dalton. Please.
Shut up!
Yeah, Pete. It'd be great if you didn't talk right now.
Nice try, but I'm out of here. Don't move.
Wait, is that a tour radio on your belt?
Why?
These radios are vulnerable to feedback loops, like this one.
Oh, 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 my ears!
Gotcha. That's what you get for interrupting my tour.
Ha! We've caught you, Beatrice Silva! Well done, Dalton.
Oh, and for trying to kill him. I forgot about that.
Well said. I don't know how I could ever repay you, Dalton.
With an ice pack. My head is still pounding.
Oh, yes, yes. Right away.
Well, I hope that's the last we'll see of her.
I hope so. I want to say, I'm very sorry for how rude I was today, Dalton. Your bravery was impressive. It's a shame she managed to trick you.
All anyone can do at any junction in their lives is what they think is best. Even though we make mistakes, do it all wrong sometimes, we can't let that weigh us down. We've got to keep moving forward.
I'm glad you did, or she might have gotten away. Thanks again, and you're welcome at the Holden Gallery anytime. Oh, and if you send me that paper on that Staff of Serpents thing, I might read it.
Sure thing. I'll be back one day. For now, I'm taking this ice pack to New York. Goodbye, Mr. Holden.
Farewell, and safe travels, Mr. Globe.
Lights out.
Blowhard! Jail. I hate jail. So boring. What's this? Dear Beatrice Silva, I'm an admirer of your work. Talent like yours does not belong in a cage. Please allow me the honor of hiring you. I have an item I'd like secured, but this item is under a sophisticated lock and key, so to speak. Why don't you just say vault, weirdo? Okay, if you'd like to negotiate terms, just tell the guard you'd like to request a copy of The Sun Also Rises. Ugh, Hemingway. Fine. Guard!
What do you want?
I'd like to request a book.
Which one?
The Sun Also Rises.
All right. Follow me.
Arcadia 19.